Paul, great win for you. I thought it was an excellent game given the conditions, because it never let up with the rain.
Much credit to both teams there, Fab. I thought we set off well. They came into their own with 20-30 minutes gone, and there was dangerous going forward. But when we've got players like Jeff, Marno, Pilkey up front, we always know we can pull some out of the hat. And sometimes when team comes onto us, that's when we open up. And I thought when the space come behind their back four, we really exploited it.
What was it like out there? I mean, the pitch seemed to hold up quite well, but there must have been a lot of water on it.
It was okay. It's passing. It was just standing foot more than anything, because obviously you're always wary when you're kicking the ball, slipping over, especially in my position. The next touch is normally a goal again, so... I've got to give credit to the Ashton United and to the ground staff, Andy Finnegan and Andy Evans, because most clubs would have called that game off today. And I think clubs at higher echelons and at higher leagues, probably few did get called off, so credit to him.
Well, Chris, you had possibly had the star moment today. Great double save in the second half.
Yeah, to be honest, Pav, I think looking at the goal, I've tried to anticipate it, so I probably... bit to give back to the lads there, so it probably give them a helping hand there, saving it. But the first goal, looking at it, I probably could have done better.
I was standing with some of the Ashton United regulars, and they were really pleased because they said there was a lot of effort in that game. Now, I know you've let one or two players go recently. Was effort something to do with it?
It wasn't effort. I think if you look at over the seasons, we're never going to be the greatest footballing team. Obviously, we've got not greatest budget, but I think, like I've just said to Kembo there, you look at our two midfielders today, Mark Lees and Gary G, unbelievable fitness, unbelievable drive, and that's what they give us today. They were the catalyst for us to push forward and win the second balls and then put it on a plate for the lads up front, and that's where we'd normally come into our own. Obviously, we lost Ashley Young last year, and he was a fit lad, so bringing Lees in on the conditions like today really helped us out. But the lads going, that's probably a different kettle of fish. I'm not saying it's effort. Sometimes things don't work for people at certain clubs, and you can only knock on a door for so long before it gets shut in your face. And to be fair, the lads who have said and let go or told them that they can go and look for other clubs, they've turned up today, right attitude. They turned up Thursday, right attitude. We have to say, sometimes a kick up the backside works and they come back a different kind of player.
Were you talking, when I spoke to you last night, you were talking about a need for firing bellies in the team.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that today. I think, to be fair, there was a big team then. Battle well. Jay Garton won every header. Liam Golding coming back after 2 weeks. I think he's been outstanding on loan from Accrington. Young kid, 20-year-old. He's got a massive future. But I think I asked for reaction. So did Stephen ask for reaction after Tuesday's appalling showing. And I think if you look today, we really finished off the strongest, and I think we deserve to win.
And a good goal from the first one you scored, Jeff King. I've got the name right there. I'm not looking at my notes.
Great goal. Listen, he can do that. He's come into the club. He's worked his way up. He's played at Altrincham last year, but he's absolutely fantastic. Ball skills. He reminds me very much of Jody Bannon when he gets around that box, because no one gets got a big backside, backs into people. But his uncle wasn't a bad player either. You'll probably remember him. So he's done really well, but great goal. Great goal, yeah.
What's it like having to manage on your own, as it were, with Mr. Holford, having to watch from the sidelines for a few weeks?
Well, I do the prep. Yeah. I leave it to Dave and Phil to sort out everything else, because I've got enough on my plate trying to keep the ball out the net. So it's not much difference. Obviously, when Stephen's there, he goes a bit more mad than Dave and Phil, as you can imagine. But we're a big team, we're a full team. We've got four or five of us in their army, Danny, Neil, Dave and Phil, so there's plenty of us there to do what we need to do, and like I say, when you win like that today, it really helps you out.
And you're inching up the league table as well. Could be an interesting Christmas derby, Boxing Day, with Hyde United.
Yeah, we've not started off like we wanted to do, like, you know, but I see we always seem to come into our own when it starts getting muddy and have to pull your sleeves up and really find your feet. So we won't be far off. The squad we've got there and the spirit and the lads that we've got in there now, with one or two additions, we won't be far off.
Cheers, thanks.